1946, I think, is when the bluegrass atomic bomb exploded, when Bill Monroe hired the great Earl Scruggs to be his banjo player. And he also had Lester Flatt in the band, a great singer and rhythm guitar player, and the incredible Chubby Wise on fiddle. A lot of young kids are just going crazy for bluegrass, or it's contemporary bluegrass. We're old guys, you know, there's all these young whiz kids, bluegrass whiz kids, and they just can play circles around us.
Man. Yeah, they can.
They really can. I mean, that's great, you know, and a lot of these young people, they're of course attracted to the mandolin, obviously.
Yeah.
The banjo, you know, the fiddle, dobro, and lead guitar, but, you know, not too many of them want to be a good old solid bluegrass rhythm guitar player. And that is an underappreciated art in itself. And I'd like to suggest that you give this man a big hand, because he has pounded rhythm. He has pounded rhythm behind the greats. Well, Stefan Grappelli used to say, if I sound good, it's because of what's behind me. You know, so I gotta get credit. But, you know, in addition to rhythm guitar, all of the great bluegrass rhythm players, they had their own little runs, bass runs, sort of connecting the chords. So, you know, Lester Flatt had the Lester Flatt famous G run.
It's simple, you know.
Just simple.
Good.
And then Red Smiley had a D run that was pretty cool. There you go. Jimmy Martin, Frog Martin, he had some... Yeah, right. In fact, all these guys had the runs.
Yeah, they did.
But I thought, you know, it would be cool to devise a little showpiece to have Dale showcase some of these bluegrass guitar runs. So we have put together a little thing called the G-Run Blues.
Yeah.